Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Strategies of Success. You know, today we're going to be talking about a couple of different things. You know, the idea of networking, the idea of mentorship, and how to actually make that work for you. Our guest today is going to be someone who is the chairwoman, of one of Suffolk County's largest women's organizations. Now, she also is a business owner, and also as the chairwoman of the organization, she's involved in all different aspects of it. And that includes the scholarship that they award, the different events that they participate in, from a networking standpoint, from their own side of things, because they are an organization that is looking to continue to build up their membership, but also, you know, where that mentorship comes in and how that is such a big part of everything that they do. Because as you know, when we build a business, as we grow a business, and this holds true at any level, whether you're starting out as an entrepreneur trying to figure out some of the things that you need to get through, some of those challenges, or as you continue to grow and the situations change a little bit, where you have different kinds of challenges. Could be employee challenges, could be distributorship challenges, I mean, whatever it is. Because as we grow, as our businesses grow, it's not that problems go away. They get a little bit more complicated. But those partners, the folks that we're working with, really come into play, because those are the ones that really help us out as we move forward in our businesses. Now, also, the idea of mentorship. You know, I was involved with an organization where I had I was continuing on a project that was being done. But I always found it interesting, and that would be one word, you know, why I was starting at square one. You know, why? What was the purpose behind that? Now, granted, I learned a lot more by doing that, but I also started at a level that was lower than where I could have. Now, having the right mentor, having the right person involved with you as you start your own project, continue your company, build upon your company, expand from one location to another, well, those mentors, those people that have been there before, that have gone through that process, whatever it may be, you know, those are the ones that could help you speed up that learning curve, that could help you achieve a lot more, a lot faster. And isn't that really what we want to do? Because when we want our businesses to succeed, we also want to make sure that we are doing it in a manner that is both effective and efficient. And where the efficiency comes into play, of course, it saves money when we do things more efficiently, but it also helps us balance out that work-life thing, because there is other things that we do besides the work environment that we do want to do, and some of that has to do with family, some of that has to do with charities, and the fourth portion of that also has to do with ourselves, finding time to be with ourselves, because if you have listened to a number of the folks that we have spoken to, finding time for you is just as important as everything else, because that's where you could sit and recharge your batteries, as that one goes, but that's where you could also figure out what is working for you and what is not working for you. So who do you speak to when you get done with your alone time? Well, you call my friend, Lisa Albanowski, because she has seen all sides of that business building process, from the mentorship, from being involved in different groups, from the networking standpoint, from the partnership standpoint. And we learned from all of that, and it's great to learn from someone like Lisa. So, Lisa, I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. So, you know, in my introduction, you know, I was talking about, I guess I was talking about like virtually everything, you know, which is really where SWEBAC comes into play, because it is, you're involved in the mentorship, absolutely, even the scholarship, which is very nice also. So you're working with people that are newer to business, newer to promoting their business, trying to figure out where to go to promote the business, how to do it, advertising, promotion, branding. All those words seem to get all kind of tossed together nowadays. And as a as a newer business, you know, advertising budgets are minor or even non-existent. So Sweetback covers a lot of that, and it's great that you're exposed to all that and sharing your knowledge with everyone.
Thank you. Sweetback is just an amazing organization. You know, we're a not-for-profit 501c3, and that was established back in 1990 by a group of visionary women who were looking to take business seriously. And, you know, back in the day where women were not as much exposed to the business world and there was a lot of conflict, they came to the executive, county executive at the time, and asked if they could have a forum where women who were in business can come together and work and network and mentor and grow and help each other. And that's how it developed.
And you've continued to develop. You know, you have a very large membership base at this point in time, and when everybody starts to talk about, hey, you know, is there a women's group to look to get involved with, your name continues to pop up. And your name, not just Sweetback, but your name.
Thank you, Brian. I've really, under my chairship over the last 2.5 years, I've really taken the organization in a path to be current for the times that we're in today. You know, things changed since 1990 a little bit, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. So, it certainly has.
So, you know, with the technology piece, I mean, that's just amazing. We didn't have that back then. So we're able to touch so many people and get the word out so much better these days, and with a wonderful team of people that we've cultivated to work on our board, we've defined positions and roles that are really in line with who they are, and I think that's the key to the organization right now. We have defined a policy and procedure manual for the directors to really take their job as a volunteer to a level of helping themselves to grow their own business and their own personal life. And all those things that you said are intertwined so much every day in the way we operate Sweetback and then what we bring to the members to help them grow, develop, network, and offer them opportunities for the MWBE certification, which is the Minority Women's Business Enterprise certification that the county, state, and federal government offers on all those different levels.
Yeah, it's been interesting to see all of these different acronyms and these different organizations continue to gain. They certainly have continued to gain in popularity, but continue to gain in the aspect of its importance. You know, where it's not just something to put on the end of your business card, which happens altogether too frequently, but it actually means something. And that, I guess, is a testimony, you know, to you, to these organizations, you know, like Sweetback, where it's not just people, women getting together. It's actually women getting together and actually doing something and making stuff happen, like the scholarship program that you have. I mean, you're out there. You are really, truly helping people. It's not just words, but there's the action that is behind it. So can you just for a moment, for those that don't know, about the scholarship program that you do?
Yeah, and, you know, it was called a scholarship, it was called a grant. We call it an award today, who knows, in maybe 2030 they'll call it something else. But we give an award away to someone who is a woman-owned business that qualifies, and it's a really tiny, short application. Years ago, it was a Bible that you had to write in order to get the award. We've simplified it. It's on our website, Sweetback.org, SCWBEC.org, which stands for Suffolk County Women's Business Enterprise Coalition. We try to give this award away twice a year. The application has to be submitted by November 10th, and then April 10th. And then we give the award away to those that qualify. We have two people on our review committee that are not Sweetback-related members or board members. One is somebody in Adelphi, in the Hop Hog campus that we have been an alliance with over the years. They're a good sponsor of ours. So they come from it at the educational kind of background and see that somebody's deserving of the award and where they're going with it. And then we have somebody at the county level who helps us to determine if this woman is qualified in business, because she is the person who does the overview of someone who wants to be women business certified for the county. So this award is a really fabulous thing. It's $2,000.
Which is great. You know, it truly is. And it's a confidence builder. You know, any time that somebody wins an award for, right, you win an award for anything, it's like, wow, you know, I am actually making a difference. It might just be a smaller difference if you're newer, but you are making a difference. And it's that pat on the back to let you know that, yes, you truly are on that right path. And you do a lot of that with the mentorship program, you know, where everybody is, you're really truly, you know, helping somebody along the way with, you know, sharing ideas and letting somebody vet out what may be a good idea or vet out what might be a real bad idea, but to save that time along the way, speed up the learning curve, which is so important.
We have a lot of resources, and that's the thing about SWEBEC. There's no cost to attend our meetings. We hold them the second Thursday of every month in the morning from 8 to 10. And we have a lot of networking. We have a lot of resources like the Small Business Development Centers, both in Farmingdale and Stony Brook. We connect with the Brookhaven Lab. We have resources for people who have ideas, that need ideas, that want to work through their ideas, and also business presentations during these meetings that offer help to you as a business, whether you're a startup or somebody who's really just taking it to the next level. So there's so much we offer, Brian, that is just amazing organization that women in business can come to and get help and results. And men are invited too, by the way.
Yeah. I had told somebody about the organization a while ago. It was through Toastmasters. And, you know, he was building his businesses. Can I go? I don't know. I said, let me ask on that one. I really just don't know. You know, I'd imagine it's not that you're not invited. You know, that you wouldn't have a guard standing at the door. But, you know, the fact is it appropriate? You know, and it's a valid question because sometimes, I guess, you know, women business owners, you know, have different challenges maybe than, you know, than guys do. But I don't know. You know, you do have some, so I did ask and he did attend, but you do have some men attend the various events.
Yes, we do. We have men. It's open to any male who wants to come to our monthly meetings. And we have several that come on a regular basis, and then those come in and out. It's a way to work with us as women business owners. I mean, the world is full of women and men doing business, and we don't segregate ourselves when we do business, right?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. The only thing I segregate is those that do and those that don't. They just talk.
Well, there you go.
That's the one segregator on my part.
You know, and I tell my own business personally as well, Brian. As a realtor, you know, I'm on Long Island. I travel Nassau and Suffolk County. I help people buy and sell houses. And it's helped me to connect with people who need to buy and sell and give information to them that they wouldn't necessarily have. And we all bring something different to the table. Our board of women are all in their own businesses, and we have different views based upon what we do. And that's collaboration at its finest, right?
No, it definitely is. And I think that's really important. You know, sometimes when folks are running organizations and they're not at the ground level of it, and actually doing, you know, what you're asking your members to do or suggesting, mentoring the different members to do, you kind of lose sight of what reality is. You know, how hard it is to build a business and how hard it is to sometimes really to figure out who is sincere when you are trying to build up a network, you know, staying on the networking side of things, that referral base. And you need to be able to read and see and know that. So for me, that's why I find that the ones that are really doing stuff and that are making referrals, even if they have, especially really if they have nothing to directly gain from it other than their a building up of their own brand, their own reputation, those are the people that really mean something. And that's what a lot of what you're talking about and doing, you know, really is. You know, so the women that are members of SWEBEC and the guys that attend get a chance to really see that. You know, it is a matter of working with people, truly working with people.
Yes, and look, working with you as part of the Speakers Bureau, Brian, that's a perfect example. I mean, you offering an opportunity for people to come and share their knowledge and their ideas through your Speakers Bureau. So you're building a collaboration of wonderful people through what your business is. So it's all working together, and that's really what we need to do. We need to have harmony and not fight. And there's competitors out there, but there's room for all of us, and we can share our ideas, and hopefully, you know, when you have an associate, that associate who's in another business who's the same industry as yours, maybe you can do some work for them that they can't do, and vice versa.
Right, absolutely. I mean, even you being in the real estate industry, the idea of, you know, define real estate, it's a lot. You've got corporate, yeah, right? You know, it's the land that's built, the land that's not built, the corporate side of things, the homeowner side of things, apartments, et cetera, et cetera. I really don't need to tell you that. You should be telling that's for you to tell. But I mean, you can't be an expert in absolutely everything. You know, it's but you can have the connections in virtually everything. And that's where you become that central focal point. So as a business person, that's really what you want to become.
Exactly. So people in your own industry can be a resource to you, and that's what we try to demonstrate and really do that. I do that myself, and the people that I surround myself do that as well. And that's what makes it great. And if, you know, if anybody is interested, we're having an expo, by the way, this coming Tuesday, April 19th, at the West Lake Inn in Patchogue, that is open to the public. It starts at 10 o'clock, and the expo is goods and services of our women business owners and our sponsors, who will have a table and show their goods and services and get to chat with you and meet with you and tell you about our wonderful organization and also what we all do as individuals. It's free to the public, 10 to 12, then 12:30, 1 o'clock, we're going to have a luncheon that's also open to anyone who would like to attend. There's a cost, of course, there, because the catering hall charges us. And we have wonderful raffles and wonderful prizes, and all of these things go to our $2,000 award that we give the women.
Right. Go ahead. Yeah, if they are interested, they're contacting you, going through the website?
Yeah, the website's the easiest way, www.scwbec.org, Sweebeck, Suffolk County Women Business Enterprise Coalition.org. And just you'll see all about the expo.
Right. If they're attending the lunch, they need to let you know in advance?
They can go online and register. I think, you know what, it's Sunday. I think that the last day to register is today, but you can come and walk in at the door, and if you feel like you want to walk around the expo and then decide if you want to stay for lunch, we have tickets at the door as well.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. I'm sure the expo could be a last-minute decision, you know, by attending, and everybody really should go. You know, these expos are great for a couple of reasons. So as an outsider looking in, you know, the way I would view the expo, one, from a business person, you definitely want to meet new people, see what they're doing, so that's phenomenal. It's a local, you know, which is always nice, too, depending, you know, unless you have an online business, then you don't necessarily need local, but it is nice to know who's doing business in your area. But from a prospective member standpoint, you really get a great idea as to what the organization is about, the kind of businesses that are there, and also what you were talking about before, you know, the camaraderie side of things, where technically people that are competing with each other because they're in the same industry are not. And they are truly working with each other and understanding the strengths, weaknesses of both, and perhaps even setting up some sort of a partnership or a mentoring, you know, between the two. So, you know, that all that stuff is just really great. So attending these expos, attending the meetings is a great way to see what the organization is truly about. And I know the website's got quite a bit of information on it also.
Oh, it does, absolutely. You'll see all our resources. You can go and browse our members. You can browse our sponsors. And, of course, you know, we're always looking for sponsors. We have everything from, you know, banks to the colleges as sponsors to the small business development centers. And they support us, and we try to support them with people, and that's the wheel. And you'll see that on the website. There's so many things that are available to people. if you just take a look and you have any questions, certainly somebody could reach out at info@sweevec.org, and then we will answer your email as well.
Mm-hmm. So how did you get involved with SWEVEC? Was it an organization you just ran across? So with the organizations, companies, you know, all of us were out there promoting ourselves. We're talking about what it is that we do. But then you have to, you know, somebody has to see it, and then they also have to take that first step to actually attend something. So how did you first find out about SWEVEC, or how do most people actually walk in that door for the first time getting to know the organization?
You know, I guess today, in a lot of ways, people Google everything, right? So that's easy. It's easy to find if you're looking for a women networking group, if you're looking for a resource. It's easy to find. How I found it, I've been involved probably 10 or 12 years. I mean, you lose track of time. I was really turned on to SWEVEC by another realtor, believe it or not. You see what I mean about working together? Someone said to me, yeah, and that's the truth, and I haven't thought about that in a really long time, Brian. So that's just in line exactly with what I'm saying. Somebody told me, you know, Lisa, you want to grow your business, you should go to the SWEVEC organization. The group is, you know, a great connection to reach people, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to get involved and get my name out and try to develop my brand and connect. And I went, and I thought, wow, this is really a cool forum. People are kind, they're warm, they're open, they're not clicky, they're embracing me as I come in the door. Let's you know, get involved here. And as I started to come to the meetings, I realized that there is something I can do with my skill set and help to develop and grow it. So I got on the board right away, and I became director of sponsorship. And I reached out to companies and people to see if they wanted to, you know, become a sponsor of our organization. You get your name in lights, you get on the website, you get your name distributed as we send out information, monthly newsletter, and you get to speak about your business at every meeting. And I just embraced it, and the whole thing took on a life of itself. And that's how I got involved, and that's what I say to women. You have to go out there, and any business person, you have to go out there and get involved. And if this one's not for you, try something else. But if you don't try to get involved in something, then nobody's going to come knocking on your door.
Right. Very much the case. Yeah, you know, we're talking about, of course, the Suffolk County Women's Business Enterprise Coalition, but if you change the name over there to Suffolk County Men's Business Enterprise Coalition or any group, what you're talking about is 100% correct. I mean, the only way to really see success or to really understand what's going on or to also get your own name, you know, out there is to get involved, not just join, but participate. And through all the various programs that you have, you know, there's so many events that are taking place, it becomes very easy for people to, for your members to become active members, actively do different things, whether it's on the recruiting side, finding sponsorships, helping out at events, whether it's setting up beforehand, cleaning up afterwards, coordinating, doing an expo, even just making sure everybody's got the right table and the outlets and all the rest of that stuff. You know, yeah, you know, it takes time, energy, and effort, but it's a great way to meet those other members that are a part of your organization. So being involved is truly important.
Yes, and, you know, all the directors have their own role. The directors of sponsorship are actually running this expo event, and we've put those things in place. So everybody gets to develop their skills as well, and we work as a team, and then they form a committee. So a good way to start in an organization is come, meet, and then maybe just join a committee and get involved on a small level, and then you see how you embrace it, and then you can work up. We have some open positions that are coming up on the board. You have to be an active member in order to become a member on the board. But check out the website. All the information is there. And obviously, you have to be a woman to be on the board. Sorry, men.
Man. It happens. It certainly happens. But the guys can go and attend. So it's a very active organization. You have monthly meetings. You have your annual events, a couple of annual events. You have the expo. You have the annual event. You have something else coming up in September, which we'll get more details as we get closer to it. But there's a lot of learning that's going on from the mentorship, but also with the presenters at the mm-hmm. at the meetings and at the various events that you have.
Yeah, we just had this past Thursday was our monthly meeting, the second Thursday of every month. We had someone who gave us some tips on using LinkedIn in a better way to gain business. So we always have a great presenter, and, you know, people come just for the presenters. Then sometimes we have workshops afterwards where you walk away with really tips to enhance a component of your business. So there's good stuff that's really helping people grow their business, and that's really the point. And maybe if you get lucky, you'll find a few friends that really are not only business people, but are go-to people for your life and personal. And that's really what I've found as well, Brian. The people that are my go-to people, not only for my business, but have developed great friendships, are people that I've met at SWEBEC. And when you become, you know, embraced and engaged in a community like this, don't you know, you find friends too. And you have that too with your Speakers Bureau.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a couple of folks that I've gotten to know, you included, you know, along the way that you know and trust. And it goes well beyond mm-hmm. business. And then when a business opportunity comes up, it'll come up. But those tend to be the people that are on top of your mind all the time also. So the referrals are easy. You don't even think about it. And you are right. You know, once you get to know and trust somebody, then everything just comes naturally, you know, from that. Belonging to an organization, you know, like SWEBEC, for the folks that are actively involved. And I can't stress that enough. It's the actively involved people are the ones that gain the most out of these things. And they gain the most out of it because it's a natural phenomenon. And that's a beautiful thing. I love what you're doing.
It is. Thanks, Brian. And I really appreciate what you're doing as well. So kudos to you.
You know, I found a way to have fun, you know, where it's a natural fit. And isn't that the most important thing? You know, when your business, I mean, this is a natural fit for you. Otherwise, you wouldn't become the chairwoman for 2.5 years. That's a good long time to be involved in this. But your business, too. I mean, it's just a natural fit. You love helping people. This is a great way of doing it. And, you know, kudos to you for finding that right mix of your personality, your desire, the business side of it, and helping folks out. It's great when you find that.
Thanks, I agree, and it just feels good, and that's really the truth. It feels good.
Yeah, I got one more question for you before we go, but we're talking to Lisa Albanowski, who is the chairwoman for the Suffolk County Women's Business Enterprise Coalition, also known as SWEBEC, which is a little bit easy to say with one breath, but it's out there. Easy enough to find on the website, and you can Google it. You can find them on LinkedIn. You can find them all over the place. The website is scwbec.org. They have the luncheon expo and luncheon coming up April 19th. The monthly meetings are there. Tremendous amount of information, tremendous amount of resources, and a tremendous amount of help, both on that confidence, the emotional, the business side of it, the am I doing the right thing, and a great place for you to vet out different ideas once you get to know and trust some of the folks that are involved in that. So, Lisa, one of the things that always comes up, especially with the type A crowd where we just do absolutely everything, is finding the balance between work, life, and volunteerism. How do you find that balance?
Oh, Brian, if I knew that, I could write a book on that.
We only got about 90 seconds.
Yeah, it's really difficult. And I think what it is if it's something that's a passion of yours, it just fits in. And that's the simplest way I can say, because that's how I do it. It fits in because I have a passion for it. You can't fake it.
No, very true. That's a brilliant comment. You really can't fake it. And that includes everything, even the businesses. You cannot fake a business. If you're truly there for the right reasons, people will see that, and then you'll get the referrals and everything else that'll come along with it. But no, you know, just showing for the sake of showing never, never, never works. So that's it. That is why I respect so much of what you are doing professionally and also from the nonprofit side with your involvement there with SWEBEC. Honored to have you part of the Long Island Speakers Bureau also, because it's people like you, it's that attitude is one of the qualifying factors that I'm looking for in the radio show or here. And I know for you too, when it comes to the folks that you want to work with, that you want to refer, that you're involved with, you know, it's that right attitude, which means everything. So, again, Lisa, thank you so much for joining us today.
And thank you for having me, Brian. Have a wonderful day and enjoy the weather.
Yeah, thank you. You too. All right, April 19th, you're going to meet Lisa Albanowski and Sweback. That's at their Business Expo and Luncheon. It goes from 10 a.m. The expo starts there. Then you have lunch afterwards, ending at 3 o'clock. If you are going to attend the luncheon, you can do it last minute. Better to register on the website. The website is, again, www.sweback.org. That's SCWBEC.org. Listen, folks, there's a couple of takeaways from this one. Number one, you got to figure out what organization is the right organization for you. Some of them make sense for you. Some of them don't. The only way to figure that out is to go. Go. Find out what it is that they are doing. Attend a couple of meetings. Attend an expo, in this case, to see what is happening there. The second thing is sincerity, and this comes through all the time. You need to be sincere. People will see that, and you will see that in others, and it filters with everything. You'll find the right accountability partner by finding someone that is sincere. You'll also find the right referral partner, and you'll find friends along the way with doing everything. And figure out the balance. Look, if you're doing the right thing and you're enjoying yourself, finding the balance is a little bit easier, but find the balance between everything that you do. Sit down every once in a while. Take a look in the mirror. Make sure that you are happy. And when you are happy, then you will know that you are on that right path and you are executing your own strategies of success. So we've been listening to Lisa Albanowski with Sweback. That's SCWBEC.org. My name is Brian Cohen. I am the host of Strategies Radio, also principal at Long Island Speakers Bureau, upon which Lisa and I are both participants in. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great week, a fantastic week, and make sure that you are doing what you should be doing.